The toll of the opioid epidemic has come to define many rural coal mining towns across the country, including some here in Utah. For Helper City in Carbon County, the arts just might be the key to changing that story. KUER's Eric Newman has more.
In David Dornan's cavernous gallery in downtown Helper, he shows off a painting of a dresser. It's splattered with paint and covered with stacks of art supplies like paint cans and brushes.
It's an old dresser. It's one of the tools the artists use. So I'm showing, instead of the finished painting that goes into the gallery, I'm showing them where it came from, and that's what I'm interested in.
Dornan moved to this small coal town in the mid-90s. At the time, he was an art professor at the University of Utah. Helper was struggling economically then. Dornan bought this two-story building on Main Street from the city for just $16,000. He was the only bidder. Over the years, Dornan, who was a city councilman, led an influx of artists buying storefronts in downtown Helper and moving to town, where about 2,000 people live today. Outside, on Main Street, he points out a retro sign of a train locomotive known as a Helper engine and the town's namesake, with a clock in the face. He helped design it for the city.
At night, it's beautiful. It's got all these different colors of neon to it, real neon. Here's the one sign that's been here since we've been here is the State Liquor Agency. That has not changed.
Like the coal states of Appalachia, in the early 20th century, Helper had a booming economy built on mining. From around 20 mines in the area, today there are just 5. And most of those jobs have been lost to automation. And like Appalachia, opioids filled the void. Carbon County leads the state for opioid overdose deaths. On last count, the rate was almost 3 times higher here than the rest of Utah. But unlike other towns with the same problem, Helper is pulling itself out.
What saved this town really is the artist and the people that come here that the artists brought.
That's Tom Williams. He's a painter and the co-owner of Boxcar Gallery, one of about 10 galleries on Helper's 4-block Main Street. And he used to mine coal here. Williams stands in front of a half-finished oil painting. The photo he's painting from shows 5 coal miners crouching in a mine covered in dust, headlights beaming from their helmets. It was Williams' last crew.
The reason I took this picture, because it was the first time in a year and a half we could stand up in this section. For a year and a half, we was mining on our knees.
This is here in town?
Yeah, Hiawatha, right here in town. Oh, I was a miner here for 15 years.
Coal mining is an industry that's hard on people's bodies, and pain medicine helped them keep working. Williams, who is from West Virginia, used opioids for over 20 years. He says there were other reasons opioids got a foothold here. Sporadic layoffs led to stress and depression among family members. Health data is recorded at the county level, but Williams says anecdotally, opioid abuse is down in town from what it was 10 years ago.
Once the local people realized the artists weren't against them, once these artists really got to know these people and really just put a name on them instead of just an old coal miner or an old railroader, you saw the opioids just starting to disappear.
If hollowed-out economies are part of what's behind the opioid epidemic, redevelopment efforts like Helper's are key to fixing the problem, says Michael Meat, co-director of the Walsh Center for Rural Health Analysis at the University of Chicago.
There are a lot of communities around the country, including a lot of rural communities, that are embracing the arts as a way to redefine their communities.
Meat says there's a name for this. Creative placemaking. It means focusing on arts and culture to reinvigorate investment in local economies and revitalize communities.
The last thing you want your community to be is the opioid capital of your state. And once you have that reputation, it is hard to bring investment into the community. So really, by focusing on those assets, it invites people to come in to help redefine that narrative.
Renaissance and reinvention are words that Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman uses when showing off the downtown strip.
A lot of the murals you see popping up, those are being driven by the local area artists.
That's drawing visitors to town and creating some service industry jobs. But tourism is just the first step to stabilizing Helper's economy, she says.
Make it a place where people want to be, and then let's say to businesses, hey, your people want to live here. Let's talk about how we can work together to rejuvenate some of the industries, different industries here in the area.
These days, restored historic building facades on Helper's Main Street are lined by flower pots and benches. A walking path and shoreline parallels the Price River where it passes through town. And a brewery is slated to open later this year. What Helper is experiencing now is a renewed sense of hope, Peterman says.
I tell them if a community has hope, there's no stopping it.
Arts and tourism might not be the solution for every town in Carbon County trying to re-energize an economy. But for now, it's working in Helper. Eric Newman, KUER News.